Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. While reforming the Catholic Church has long been a topic of debate, there's a growing group of unlikely reformers, about 400 priests. They're calling on the Catholic Church to take steps such as allowing women and married people into the priesthood to deal with the shortage of priests. One of the group's leaders is Austrian priest Father Helmut Schuller. He's currently visiting the U.S., and he was scheduled to speak at a Catholic church in Dedham tonight. But because Cardinal Sean O'Malley banned him from speaking on church property, he'll be speaking at a Unitarian church in Dedham instead. We sat down with Father Schuller today and asked him why he's on this 15-city U.S. tour.
Time is running out because church is running out of priests. We try to change it and to urge the leaders of the church to open the priesthood for married men, but also for women in the next step. Because there are a lot of gifted persons who could lead communities, who could inspire them.
Is it primarily then, are you looking at this in a way to say, we don't have enough priests, there is a significant shortage? Is that your primary goal?
Our primary mission is to make secure the future of the parish communities. That is the core piece of the church. Church is built up from the bottom. And around this central issue, there are all these other special issues, how to get leaders for these parish communities. We are looking for fundamental rights in the church, because we are in the, up to now we are a system, it can be compared with absolutistic monarchy.
You say the church is built up from the bottom, and yet it's this monarchy from the top. Is that what's going on here? There's a real conflict, because what you're talking about is a change in organization.
A change in organization, a change in self-understanding also, because church has started 2,000 years ago at the bottom. The system developed in another way, because the hierarchy became a little bit separated from the base of the church.
As we said in the beginning, Cardinal O'Malley here in Boston has said that you cannot speak on church property because what you're advocating goes against the views of the church.
We have to make a difference. Our problems and sorrows are not touching the substance of our faith. These are questions of the discipline of church, of a church order which can change. Cardinal O'Malley is misunderstanding our movement.
I know that the Archdiocese says that Cardinal O'Malley has doubled the number of seminarians since he became cardinal. And are there other ways that might work, might be effective in attracting priests?
I think a lot of young people are interested in vibrant communities where church is living, where church is doing a service, where church is reaching out for the people, where church is engaged for the poor ones. One of our principal messages is that man and woman are together image of God in this world. That means this message should be represented also in the structures in the ministry of the church. I think the new pope maybe will go this way, to say, I want to decentralize the power which is amassed around the pope. Let's be a church where the bishops are invited to share the leading of the worldwide church. Collegiality was one of the key words of the Second Vatican Council.
But Pope Francis also chose Cardinal O'Malley to be among the eight cardinals who would go and research what was happening on the parish level and come back to him to promote collegiality. Those were the exact words. So if that's, and then if you're getting the message from Cardinal O'Malley that you can't speak on church property here, is that a message to you almost from the Vatican?
Yes, about I would not always debate this. It seems to me a kind of reflex of the old system, yes. Hmm. And maybe the bishops and the cardinals are now in a very difficult situation because they are awaiting what the chief in command is telling
Pope Francis
them.
Is going
But Pope Francis doesn't want to be a chief in command, is my impression.
If the church doesn't move in a direction that you would like to see it move in, I mean, would you consider leaving the Catholic Church?
No, never. It's my church. I want my church to go this way, and we will work for it very hard, and we have a lot of patience, and it's not easy, but I want to stay in my church, and I have committed myself to the ministry in this church. I feel related and in solidarity with the members of the church.
Father Helmut Schuller of Austria is speaking in Dedham tonight as part of a 15-city U.S. tour called the Catholic Tipping Point. Father Schuller, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.